நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யம் நரம் சைவம் நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதிம் வ்யாசம் தத்தோ ஜயோ முதிரே நஷ்ட ப்ராயேஷு பத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயா பகவதே உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகி மதேக பந்தோ மத சங்கே மத் குரு மன் மஹாதன மத் நிஸ்தார்கா மத பாக்ய மத ஆனந்த நமஸ்துதே. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் 7th காண்டோ சாப்டர் 10 டெக்ஸ்ட் 10. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே துப்யம் புருஷாய மகாத்மனே ஹரே அத்புத சிம்மாய பிரம்மணே பரமாத்மனே. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே துப்யம் புருஷாய மகாத்மனே ஹரே அத்புத சிம்மாய பிரம்மணே பரமாத்மனே. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே துப்யம் புருஷாய மகாத்மனே ஹரே அத்புத சிம்மாய பிரம்மணே பரமாத்மனே. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே துப்யம் புருஷாய மகாத்மனே ஹரே அத்புத சிம்மாய பிரம்மணே பரமாத்மனே. ப்ளீஸ் ரிப்பீட். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே துப்யம் புருஷாய மகாத்மனே ஹரே அத்புத சிம்மாய பிரம்மணே பரமாத்மனே. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே துப்யம் புருஷாய மகாத்மனே ஹரே அத்புத சிம்மாய பிரம்மணே பரமாத்மனே. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே துப்யம் புருஷாய மகாத்மனே சிம்மாய பிரம்மணே பரமாத்மனே. மாதாஜி ஓம் நமோ பகவதே துப்யம் புருஷாய மகாத்மனே அத்புத சிம்மாய பிரம்மணே பரமாத்மனே. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே துப்யம் புருஷாய மகாத்மனே அத்புத சிம்மாய பிரம்மணே பரமாத்மனே. வேர்ட் டு வேர்ட் மீனிங் ஓம். ஓ மை லார்ட், ஓ சுப்ரீம் பர்சனாலிட்டி ஆஃப் காட் ஹெட், நமஹ. ஐ ஆஃபர் மை ரிஸ்பெக்ட்ஃபுல் ஒபேசன்சஸ் பகவதே அன் டு த சுப்ரீம் பர்சன் துப்யம் அன் டு யூ purusaya unto the supreme person, mahatmane unto the supreme soul or the super soul, haraye unto the lord who vanquishes all the miseries of devotees, adbhuta simhaya unto your wonderful lion-like form as Narsimhadev, brahmane unto the supreme brahman, paramatmane unto the supreme soul. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O my lord, full of six opulences, O supreme person, O supreme soul, killer of all miseries, O supreme person in the form of wonderful lion and man, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. In the previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj has explained that a devotee can achieve the platform of Bhagavata, Bhagavatva, being as good as the Supreme Person. But this does not mean that the devotee loses his position as a servant, a pure servant of the Lord. Although as opulent as the Lord, still mean to offer respectful obeisances to the Lord in service. Prahlad Maharaj was engaged in the pacifying the Lord, and therefore he did not consider himself equal to the Lord. He defined his position as servant and offered respectful obeisances unto the Lord. Hare Krishna. Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dinabandhu, Jagatpate, Gopaisya, Gopika, Kanda, Radha, Kanda, Namasute, Tapta, Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Rishivanu, Sute, Devi, Pranamami, Hare Bri, Jai Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Siva, Sadi, Gaur, Bhaktarinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Vishaya, Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Dina, Namaste Sarasati Devi Gaurvani Prachane, Nirvishesha Sanyadi Bhasatade Sadane. Hare Krishna. So, from last many days we are all discussing here the pastimes of Lord Narsimhadev and the praise of the Sri Prahlad Maharaj. So we will first discuss some background, how this Mr. Hiranyakashipu wanted to become a god and he wanted to kill the god. So Srila Prabhupada says many Hiranyakashipus are there, those who want to become a god. So in one of the lecture, a devotee was telling when the pastime happened, Lord Ramchandra was supposed to cross the ocean. The ocean was not giving the path to cross. So Lord Ramchandra just raised his eyebrow and ocean started boiling and getting dry. So devotees was telling this is the power of Ishvara, God. He don't have to do much. Just he raise his eyebrow and ocean will come to the shelter. Similarly, so-called Ishvaras, those who are wandering today in the society, he told, I am inviting all Ishvaras together. Let them gather one place, those who are claiming themselves incarnation of God, and I will keep a glass of water and I will ask them to do same thing what Ramchandra did with the ocean. Just you with raising your eyebrow, boil this glass of water all together, all Ishwaras, not only one. So he wanted to test this Ishwaras. In this way, Srila Prabhupada also said many times, ki Lord Krishna lifted Govardhan hill, why you don't lift a small stone? Then you prove yourself Ishwara. So this is the world where everybody want to try to become a controller. And devotees knows who is God because they have gone through the scripture. And acharyas like Srila Prabhupada comes and teaches us who is God. So when devotee will do the devotion and they do some perform bhakti, there is naturally the Lord will please. Lord will always reciprocate with the devotees. They will never neglect. Even you do smallest service, in return you will get something. Lord will always become pleased and try to offer something to you, something to the devotee. I am very happy with your service, whatever offered, either small or big. The devotee was telling one of the devotees in his lecture, Lord, when you perform bhakti, Lord will give you everything other than the real essence. He will not give you the real, that is a bhakti, that is a pure devotion. Other thing he will offer you first. First Lord will try to allure, how much you are fixed up and what is your motive. Here we can see Lord Narsingdev offered a benediction to Srila Prahlad Maharaj, but Prahlad Maharaj refused. And he said, I don't want this materialistic desire, I don't want to feel, I am very much afraid because I am already born in Asura family. So already there is a tendency to enjoy, and if you give me more, then I will be more entangled in this bandhana. So sometimes we think we have given up everything for Lord. We have given up family, friends and relatives and so called our position in the society, and we think we are surrendered to the Lord Radharas Bihari and we have joined this movement. So one devotee was, once upon a time, my spiritual master was telling me, you have joined the temple, but again you get entangled here in something else. Sometimes you need some other positions, sometimes you need room, you are fight with for the room, I want to stay here, I want this, I want that. Once you left something and you get entangled in something else. Because when you perform bhakti, it is natural, you will get some followers. Then people, devotees may get attached to followers. And they forget the real path, which is called pure bhakti. And your attention will divert. And everything by bhakti, it is very easily to achieve. It's naturally by-product. Because holy name is so powerful. Everything is included in this. Srila Prabhupada said, Lord tested me twice. Once first he took everything from me in beginning. Then second time Lord tested me by giving everything. So there is always test by taking also and giving. Sometimes we may get facility, we may get followers, we may get wealth, we may get position. And if we get stuck to on all these things, then this all so-called renunciation will go into the waste. Devotees, sometimes we behind after, opulent facilities, some good prasadam. One devotee is telling me, you left home and here you become, rather than Ram Raghunath Das, you became Laddu Das and Peda Das. So he was speaking very strongly to me. No, your aim should be fixed. Because you left for become a servant of the Lord, not all the servant of this so-called sweet rice and this. Because your focus should be on bhakti. So like we can see in our so many things, And this materialistic propensity is there in the mind already from time immemorial. Like Prithu Maharaj also speaking to his citizen, ki we have to once give up all these things. Till these things are there in mind, there is no question of we can have attention to the devotion. Our mind will not focus on the lotus feet of the Lord. Because this lusty desire and materialistic desire will take away us from the real pure devotion. That's why here Prahlad Maharaj is refusing. Because we are already addicted. Srila Prabhupada says you are already addicted by the bodily conception. Already intoxicated. And you are taking double intoxication. Then where is the question to get relief from this materialistic life? So like that, this mind, if we will purify, then only one can focus on the devotion. Sometimes devotees complain many times, ki Prabhuji, I don't have taste from Srimad Bhagavatam. As soon as Bhagavatam starts, I feel sleepy. Or as soon as when I read Bhagavatam, I don't feel any taste. One of the students was telling me, ki Prabhuji, like, you know, we don't have taste for spiritual life, but we can taste some kind of materialistic pleasure, whereas in comparison we don't feel much pleasure to spiritual life. So this thought comes to the mind, ki whether I will be able to progress or not. So why I should not enjoy materialistic life? Because why I should take chance? Because I am not assured about my spiritual progress. So they think ki better to do materialistic life. But root cause, people are not working. Because of this materialistic, we are not having this spiritual test. Because senses are already so much attracted with this materialistic desire. In one of the songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, ki, these are the my enemies. He says, anadi karma phale, pari bhavanara jale, tari bare na dekhi upaya. Ehi visaya hala hale, divanisi jiva jale, mana kabhi sukha nahi paaye. Said, I have fallen into ocean of material existence as a result of my selfish activities, which are without beginning, and I see no means of deliverance from the great ocean of nescience day and night. Because mind is like that, and it's already absorbed in this materialistic propensity. And you get the object and you get more entangled. And your attention to the pure devotion will go away. Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Ji ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Bhagwan ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. So, without purifying mind and senses, or without withdrawing senses from the object, one cannot progress, because there is always entanglement. Once you do something and you get entangled and you get repeatedly birth and death. As soon as you entangle into three modes of nature and you cannot have escapism. Like Prithu Maharaj also telling ki these are what, because there also Lord says ki I am very happy with your action. I want to give you benediction. But I know you are not going to accept. So in that reference, Prithu Maharaj says, ki what you give me benediction? That benediction, whatever you are want to me give, that anyhow people will get by their karmic activities. Sometimes they will get good, bad. And even he is saying, even the person who is suffering in hellish life, he will also get same enjoyment and same pleasure by time to time. So why there is a separate need of such benediction? Because already anyhow you perform some action, you will get some result in that reference. So this is the life. People always focus on materialistic way. And in addition, if we perform some devotion, again for the same reason, then there is a question of pure devotion. Like many parents, always they tell the one most frequently asked question. to the students as well as preacher also. They always ask, Prabhuji, kya ghar mein rehke bhakti nahi ho sakti kya? Family mein rehke bhi to bhakti ho sakti hai. So why there is a need to join the temple? People always ask. Bhakti ho sakti hai, lekin bhakti ke saath side mein bhog bhi hota na. Because it's like that, you have gulab jamun in hand and you don't have to eat. We are always inclined to eat such thing. Where is the question of control? So here devotees are teaching us ki how we can progress in bhakti. Because benedictions and followers will keep come and go. So devotee has to told that. In 11th canto also Lord Krishna telling Uddhava, ki my devotees, while practicing devotional service, sometimes they may get agitation from the senses, but they will control themselves and they will practice pure devotion. In the life of Prachetas also we can see your Lord offering them one benediction. He's telling, I am very happy with all of your cooperation together, Prachetas. And I want to offer a benediction to all of you. So please ask me what I should give you. Then Prachetas is answering in that question. The first Lord is speaking. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear sons of the King, I am very much pleased by friendly relation among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with you, mutual friendship, that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction of me. Benediction from me. In reference, the Prachetas answering, Pari jate anjusa labde, strango tyam na sevate, tvad angri mulam asadya, saksat kim kim vrini mahi. They are telling, ki dear Lord, the honeybee goes to different flowers and different trees to collect the honey or that flower rasa. But if this honeybee will get the tree called Parijat, which is called celestial tree, even Parijat is translated in purport, it's like desire fulfilling tree. So if this honeybee gets a tree which can fulfill all desires, or all nectar if he get on Parijat tree, then why he should go to some other tree to collect some other rasas? So similarly, When we have approached your lotus feet and taken shelter of them, then what further benediction may we ask of you? Then why we need to separate benediction? Everything we will get just by serving the Lord. Because Lord is the master of everything. So when you are just serving Him, then whatever you need, that will be provided. That's what they are explaining. Then they are further saying, as long as, dear Lord, we have to remain within this material world, due to material contamination and wander from one type to body to another form, on one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastime. We pray for this benediction life after life in different bodily forms on different planets. So even though devotee, there is an opportunity to ask something from Lord, then this has to be asked. That is association of the devotees. We can see how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, if at all I have to take next birth, so please make me an insect in the house of the devotees. So association of devotees are asked, pure devotees again and again. So one may ask the question, why? What is the need of association of pure devotees? What is the question? Why one should associate at all? So this further explanation is given. Because తుల్యానామ లవెనా అపి నా స్వర్గం నా పునర్భవం భగవతే సంగీ సంగస్య మర్త్యానాం కిమ ఆశేష. ఈవెన్ అ మూమెంట్ ఆఫ్ అసోసియేషన్ విత్ ప్యూర్ డ్యూటీస్ కెనాట్ బి కంపేర్ బీంగ్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్డ్ టు హెవెన్లీ ప్లానెట్స్ ఆర్ ఈవెన్ మర్జింగ్ ఇన్ టు బ్రాహ్మణ్ ఎఫల్జన్స్ ఇన్ కంప్లీట్ లిబరేషన్ ఫర్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ హు ఆర్ డెస్టైన్ టు గివ్ అప్ ద బాడీ అండ్ డై. అసోసియేషన్ విత్ ప్యూర్ డ్యూటీ ఇస్ ద హైయెస్ట్ బెనిడిక్షన్. So here we can see how they are inspiring to association with devotees, because the moment of association will make us free from all this materialistic propensity. Pure devotee inspires a devotee or a person to for the devotion of the Lord. So association of devotees again and again many places are given. And further qualification of this devotion is given in 9th canto, where Lord Krishna himself speaking to Durvasa in contest with Amrish Maharaj. All of you know this past time very well. So Lord Krishna speaking ki why I protect devotees, why devotees are very dear to me, because pure devotees give up their homes, wife, children, relative, riches, and give their lives simply to serve me without any desire for material improvement in this life or in the next. How can I give up such devotees at any time? So why Lord is here saying I cannot give up. Lord is already giving a surety. Once you have taken shelter of the Lord, then Lord will not give up. Then why again mind is taking us to the sense gratification or to ask some other benediction? Because Lord already said ki I do everything whatever the devotees want. Then he further qualification is saying of the pure devotee, mai nirbaddha hridaye sadhava sam darshana vase kurvanti mam bhaktaya sat striya sat parim patim yatha. As a chaste woman bring their gentle husband under the control by service, the pure devotees who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of heart bring me under their full control. So these are the qualification of pure devotee. How these devotees are so chaste, like sati stri, sati nari. They don't have any purush other than her husband. That is a definition of the sati nari. For her, only her husband is the purush. So much chaste. Similarly, devotees, those we are practicing, we should have only one supreme shelter. That is the Lord Krishna. No any other shelter. Sometimes we may approach different person, different people, or sometimes people in general, they go to demigod for fulfill their desires, but that is not chastity. In other words, it's called as like prostitution, because we are taking shelter other than Krishna, so many other objects or other post power like this. In this reference, once upon one of the His Grace Ram Rup Prabhu was telling me ki Ram Raghunath, why you go here there and ask people this that? What they can give? They cannot give you anything. Better you should go and pray to Radha Ras Bihari and ask whatever you want from Radha Ras Bihari, because he can give everything to you, because he has given everybody whatever they want. Then why you are approaching these people? So he taught me this wonderful thing, ki how you should be chaste and how you should be a taken shelter of the Lord, rather than sometimes we take so many shelters. In one Vrindavan, one devotee was telling me, sometimes we go behind so many people for this donation, this that, and unnecessary we try to take their shelter, and we think these people are our maintainer. Sometimes mind goes in that way also, and forget our real essence to serving the or to please the Radharas Bihari ji. Like that, this chastity should be there in our devotion. Otherwise, mind if focus in many objects, then it will not work and a devotee will not progress also in the path of bhakti. And these senses and mind can be only purified, Srila Prabhupada says, by like engaging in the service of the Lord. So in our movement, we can see how expertly Srila Prabhupada give us this engagement of this service. And he engages. When I was reading, like first I started practicing all this, whatever the morning program, afternoon, evening. And when I was reading Nectar of Devotion, I found that already I am doing this. And now I am understanding the benefit of all these things. So Srila Prabhupada already introduced all these things into our morning program. Like taking darshan, paying obeisances, taking charnamrit, and do this deity service, do the book distribution, do the preaching service. In that way our senses will be purified. So one of the day, many devotees like comes to see my spiritual master. Sometimes they ask him, Maharaj, what I should do, what I should not do, I am very much disturbed with this thing, that thing, so many things happening in society, I am very much disturbed, I am thinking not to do this, I should leave this temple, or I should leave this movement. They ask many times this question. Maharaj always says, ki there is no any other movement like ISKCON. Here naturally if people are there, they will do naturally morning chanting, morning kirtan, everything goes automatically. Daily you can hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Then where you will go? There is no any other organization. He was telling, I have experience of staying many organizations, many institutions. I stayed there, I visited, but I never found such a movement like the ISKCON movement, where you have daily opportunity. Whether you may not able to do very big, big thing, you may not able to make big, big temple or something, you may not have thousands of followers. That doesn't make any difference in our bhakti. Whatever you can do service, you try to do that much service with your abilities and whatever the opportunities available. But he was telling, nobody can stop your chanting, nobody can stop your reading, hearing, taking prasadam, associating with devotees, daily taking the darshan of the Lord. So like that, such a great opportunity here we have, which no other institution have. So we are very fortunate to be in a such a movement where Srila Prabhupada engages our senses so smartly. Even though without knowing, we are doing so many things and our senses getting purified. In Lord Brahma also says regarding this, how this Brajavasi is so much fortunate because they are always busy in serving to you. Esam tu bhagya mahima yata tavat asam ekadeshava hi vayam batabhuri bhagaha etad drishika chasari aksari pibamaha sarvadayo angri udaje madhava amrishamte. Yet even though the extent of the good fortune of this residence of Vrindavan is inconceivable, we 11 presiding deities of the various senses headed by Lord Shiva are also most fortunate because the senses of these devotees of Vrindavan are cups through which we repeatedly drink the nectar, an intoxication beverage of the honey of your lotus feet. He is saying how these Brajavasis are so much fortunate, so much lucky, because they are always absorbed in serving you. Their senses are engaged in your service. So we all presiding deities of these senses. Sometimes we think our senses, like I have so much power, I can move my hand, my leg, I have this physical power. But actually to move every sense of the, or every organ of the body, we require help of several demigods. And these all demigods headed by Lord Shiva. And by their mercy or Supreme Lord is there, we can work, our physical senses are working. Otherwise, I have seen many experiences, like sometime I go to various places, I have seen those who get paralyzed, and like one of the, my student's father, he got disease called Parkinson. So he cannot even move a small finger also. He cannot lift finger and he cannot hold any pen or any pencil. So where all power goes suddenly? Recently, a few months before only, there was one boxer, he also died because of the disease. And he was also very strong. And then he got this disease called Parkinson. And he cannot lift a small cup of tea. Who can punch anybody and who can lift so many kgs. But same time, he got such a disease, he cannot lift a cup of tea. So well, all strength goes. So this is our illusion. We think my body is so strong, I am moving, I can do this. But this is only can be done by mercy of the Lord. So here Lord Brahma is saying, ki this Brajvasis, Vrindavanvasis, we are very fortunate. We drink the nectar through their senses. Nectar of what? Krishna consciousness, devotional service. So how? Even demigods become happy when our senses are engaged in the service of the Lord. But same senses when engaged for sense gratification, then demigods becomes unhappy. And gradually the senses won't work also. Sometimes people say, ki how Srila Prabhupada can do so much in the age of 70 also. In other sense we can see outside people, 50, 60 only they get retired, they cannot work. But how Srila Prabhupada can do so much? Because of the essence is there, is engages all things, everything, all senses. And whatever he got, either followers or money or anything, is so expertly engage everything in service of Lord, rather than he himself become a centralized, enjoyer. Like we see many mathas, many ashramas, many other institutions, so-called spiritual institution. You always find, you go there, you will find some Mahamandaleshwar, Sri Sri 1008. You always find, with their name, societies are famous. Sri Sri, this Acharya, that Acharya, and Mathadipati, Mathadidas. One devotee was telling me, to get this title, they have to pay some money. Suppose if you want to become some Mahamandaleshwar, you give 50,000. If you want to become Sri Sri Ekajarat, then you give 1 lakh, like this. They are charging some amount to give you that title. And you become some charge or in charge of some matha. And you forget the essence of spreading the Krishna consciousness. And I have seen such people give comment on the ISKCON society. They think, they tell, ISKCON is not preaching here, ISKCON not preaching there, ISKCON not is doing thing. Then what you are doing? Because Srila Prabhupada already spread all over the world, this missionary movement, already done so much. So what was the success? Prabhupada says, because I preach as it is. Many people go west world, many people go other whole world and travel, but they don't preach as it is. They preach as public wants. Theek hai, what you want? Okay. They adjust the philosophy with the requirement of the general mass of people. They think ki they with these people will not accept. But Srila Prabhupada,
in United States also preach four regulative principle, and most economic developed or most developed country, he said all these things are useless. Only one remedy is there, that is the Krishna consciousness is required. Only the one thing is enough to deliver all the people from the, all the problems of their life, rather than focus on other temporary things which will not help people in general to come out of their sufferings for permanently. So many people do so many service. In one of the morning lecture which we put before Mangalati in ashram, Prabhupada was telling me ki there are so many sevak, samaj sevak, this sevak, that sevak, so many sevak are there, but there is nobody is Krishna sevak. Said only the require is Krishna sevak. You may become this sevak or that sevak, this NGO, that something, that will not help people in general to end their sufferings. Only the solution is to spreading the Krishna consciousness. Like that, Śrīla Prabhupāda engaged everything in the service of the Lord, and he preached the message as it is, without thinking whether this person will like or not like, whether he will accept or not accept. He preached whatever the desire of the Lord. And that's why he was successful. And that's why he could work in the age of 70 also, because he engaged his whole physical body, mind, senses in the center of like Krishna. Like here the verse which I read, there is only one chastity is required to surrender to the Lord, which is shown in the example of, in the life of Srila Prabhupada. So that should be goal. And in this today's also verse, same thing was spoken. Like pure devotees are like Bhagavat Tattva, they are equal to the Lord, which we recite daily in the Mangal Arati also, Saksat Haritvena Samasta Sastre. So some devotees or some people may confuse ki here it is said ki supreme or spiritual master is as equal as to the Lord. So there may be confusion whether he becomes Lord as equal as means what? Sakshat Haritvena Samasta Sastra Kintu Prabhurya Priyavatasya. So, but here it is said, even though he have as opulent, as equal as, but still he is the servant of the Lord. He has not become the Lord. Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad also this explains, it doesn't mean ki he becomes the Lord. He remains servant and he would like to serve the Lord. Here Srila Prahlad Maharaj also pacified the Lord Narsingdev. Even the big demigods were there. Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra and whole people, whole you can say celestial planet got assembled there. And everybody was trying to pacify Lord Narsingdev. Even Lakshmi Devi also, the consort of the Lord, also tried. But they were so much afraid. They have never seen this form of the Lord, which was very wonderful. Narsimha Deva, which was the today's prayer. He what wonderful form. And this task easily could perform by Srila Prahlad Maharaj, because he knows this my Lord is my father, like is my father, supreme father. He will not harm me. And he was with this confidence, so easily he went and paid obeisances to the Lord. It's not that now he pacified Lord and now he got as equal as power, now he will sit next to the Lord Narsingdev. No, he just bowed down and offered wonderful prayers. So this conception has to be removed, that spiritual master is should be respected as equal as Supreme Lord. But the same time is the servant of the Lord. And then here Lord also saying, I order you to enjoy, sorry I am reading the 11th one, the Supreme Person from wonderful men, and we let me offer my respectful obeisances. So here Prahlad Maharaj, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada talking about six opulences of the Lord. So Lord has all opulences. So even though we devotees sometime they desire some benediction, so Lord will fulfill, like Ramaru Prabhu was telling me, even though you want something, then Lord will give you. Then why you should take different shelters? Because somebody has 100 rupees, somebody have maybe 100 crore, some maybe have 2,000 crore. But Lord has all wealth. All six opulences very nicely described in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, when there is a verse, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, in Parpar Srila Prabhupada explains what means, Bhagavan means what? What it means? Who possesses these six opulences in full? Rich, fame, beauty, renunciation. So who can give us 100% or more than others? So we may beg to ordinary people, they may offer, they may give some kind of help. But Lord can give the best help, the highest, which nobody can give. Like the Dhruva Maharaj wanted the kingdom. So such kingdom who can give? Only Lord can give, like Dhruva planet. So that was the biggest gift given by the Lord to the devotee. So one devotee should inspire to take shelter of the Lord rather than taking many shelters. And I pray to all devotees that they can give this blessing. So all time mind and senses may remain engaged in service of Lord and the service of Srila Prabhupada. And we keep on serving this in this society again and again, continues forever. So at least senses will not have a get an opportunity to enjoy themselves. Because as soon as mind become free, you have nothing to do, then mind will take you as somewhere else. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, ki there are different enemies in this world, many enemies we have. But most dangerous is these six enemies. And what are these six enemies? This lust, kaam, krodh and all. These are the greatest danger enemies which takes us from out of our devotional service and try to enjoy. So till the senses are remain in the service, our devotion practice is very much assured and secured. So I pray ki we should inspire to associate with pure devotees. So once I was asking His Grace Gokuleshwar Prabhu, what is it mean by pure devotees? We are again and again reading this pure devotees. Pure devotees means what? What is the definition? So he shown me one in Nectar of Instruction, text 5, where Srila Prabhupada explains we have this movement where everybody is invited to come and practice. Either mode of passion or goodness or ignorance, whole society is invited, they can come and practice the devotional service. But out of that, few will practice. And from few will also, very few people will go for pure devotion. So very wonderful three categories defined by Srila Prabhupada. And he said, what you, pure devotion means what? He has explained three things. One who follows the regulative principle, one who is always has a desire to preach this Krishna consciousness, and who chants regularly, like this qualification is given for a pure devotee of spiritual. You can read NOI text 5, in last paragraph is given. So such a wonderful, already everything is given by our Acharya. We have to just read and try to follow in guidance of our senior devotees. then it will definitely help us to progress.
Hare Krishna. So I stop here. Any comments or correction?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. You were telling in the beginning of the class that so I got this question where you were telling about Laddu Das rather than becoming Krishna Das. So like being in the preaching mission, like, you know, where we are given many facilities and then using mobile phones, laptops, and still we are very nice prasad and all these things. So but then still we are trying to practice very simply with that simple heart to serve Krishna. So in the in our initial days, as you told, we may join also ashram, but we may get stuck up with all these things actually. So in the initial days we may try to practice very strictly, but later over a period of time, like, we tend to lose the real thing, the real essence, to try to absorb ourselves, our consciousness, and we start seeing all those mistakes, faults, so many with other devotees and all. So just want to know from you, since you are practicing from so many years in ashram life, so how you yourself personally take this and inspire yourself to practice?
It's a big question. If you can highlight on what are the main points, because I could not understand the whole question.
If maybe you can share your experiences, how you yourself take to this life of being trying to practice.
I don't know what experience I have seen, specifically what I am traveling, and I also see same points. I never seen such a practice in anywhere in other society. I never seen. I also sometimes, because of traveling, visit many places, and I go here there. Sometime I have to stay, and I have seen in journeys, for me, biggest experience. People always focus, like in train, there is very small boy, maybe in 7th standard or 8th standard. They were sitting in the bogey, and the parents and some relatives were there, and relatives telling this boy, ki tum jaldi bada ho jao, jaldi bada ho jao. So you may ask, ki aise kyun bol raha, jaldi bada ho jao. Then what he said, jaldi bada ho jao aur bahut paise kama ke de do. So these are the tendency of the people. Bada hona hai, ab wo to khich ke bada nahi hoga. Then people are always focused on this, ki paise na kamao. Unko lagta hai everything will be achieved by money, only money. But they never realize ki already so many people have money and they could not solve their problems. So I was thinking, why like this? So I got this answer in this book. Because of this, mind is already contaminated with sense gratification, and their mind is again taking, aur paise kamao aur jaldi bada ho jao. Nobody inspire ki you become. And so many places I visited, some ashrams where I found maybe some leader maybe doing properly, but followers, what they are doing, nobody knows. उसको पूछो कितना माला करता है, जितना अच्छा लगता है करता है, कितने बजे उठता है, जब मन करता है तब उठता है. कोई सिस्टम नहीं है. जैसे सच मूवमेंट यू नेवर सी, कि वी हैव 100 and 200 and 500 and 600 टेम्पल्स वेर सेम टाइम एवरीवेयर मंगल आरती गोस, नो लेट 1 मिनट ऑल्सो, 4:30 शार्प. मे बी ड्यू टू सम सर्कमस्टांसेस दे मे चेंज सम टाइमिंग, but otherwise this is a unique system. Everybody will get ready morning, whatever season, and they will all take a darshan of Lord morning, and people will chant their rounds on their beads. If you saw me any other institute, they may have some other practice, they may be chanting many mantras, and we may get inspired. Baap re, kya kitna mantra janta hai, yahan humko ek shlok nahi aata hai. But still all are failure, because they don't have this movement ki where everybody can come. They have limitation. Everybody cannot become pakka brahman. Here person like me can also do deity worship, who is never born in brahmana family.
such a glorious movement of Srila Prabhupada, where you don't get opportunity in other institute. You go and dress for the Lord, you go and do aarti of the Lord. You cannot do in any other organization. Such a movement you will never see. So that inspires us, ki what this is a such a movement. So one should told it, like my spiritual master was telling me, ki the what bhav, means the mood which you joined in the temple, that mood you should maintain your whole life. Whatever circumstances happen, you should not get disturbed. Don't allow agitate your mind. He always inspires me like this. He said, why you are allowing to agitate? You keep on continue your practice for a lifetime. Thing will happen, something favorable or something unfavorable. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, हरे कृष्ण.